virtues of the Prophet's household. Virtues of the Prophet's household.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'du fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome dear viewers to an episode of our series Virtues of the Prophetic Household. Yes, those blessed individuals that belong to the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and who have and esteemed a very great and high rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of their affiliation and their association with the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, in this episode, we will be hearing about the virtues of Sayyiduna Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. But before we begin, let us hear an excellence of reciting Durood Sharif, Salat and Salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one narration, it's mentioned that a Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala, Sayyiduna Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much of my spare time, my free time, should I devote to sending Salat upon you? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, however much you like. And he said, what if I spend a quarter of my time? The Prophet alaihi wasallam said, it's good. But if you were to increase this, it would be better for you. He radiallahu anhu said, I'll spend half my time. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, again, this is good. But if you increase, فَإِنْ زِدْتَ فَهُوَ خَيْرُ لَكَ, this is better for you if you increase it. Until eventually this Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala, and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after fulfilling all my obligations, the responsibilities that are binding upon me, all my free time, I will devote to sending salat upon you. Subhanallah. Listen to the reply of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, if you are to do this, then this will be sufficient to take care of all your worries, your griefs, and your sins will be forgiven as well. Subhanallah, what do we learn, dear viewers? That it is very, very important that we do not neglect reciting salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We all face problems, we all have worries in our life, and we want those worries to distance themselves from us. But how do we do that? We've been told in this hadith mubarakah, recite salat upon the Prophet alayhi salam, inshallah, through the blessings of that, your worries will be removed and your sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah. May Allah give us tawfiq to recite salat upon the Prophet alayhi salam in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yes, inshallah, we will be hearing about Sayyiduna Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, the lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the first individuals to accept Islam. Subhanallah, Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala is that blessed personality who, loving him, having devotion towards him, is a part of Iman. It shows that you are a true believer. Loving Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu, this shows that you love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and have devotion for Allah Jalla wa Ala. Subhanallah. So let us begin. Firstly, we will just mention briefly the biography of this great companion radiallahu anhu, the fourth Khalifa of Islam. Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu is the paternal cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the son of the paternal uncle Abu Talib. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father's name was Sayyiduna Abdullah radiallahu anhu, and his brother's name was Abu Talib. And Sayyiduna Ali was the son of Abu Talib. He was born 30 years after the incident of the elephant. Amul Fil that year is known, when Abraha came from Yemen with his elephants to attack Ma'adullah, the Holy Kaaba. And we know what happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in the Quran in Surah Fil in detail. Now, 30 years after that event, Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala and was born on the 13th of Rajab. It's mentioned that Makkatul Mukarramah, of course, was where he was born. His mother's name was Sayyidatuna Fatima bint Asad radiallahu anha, a very pious personality, a very pious individual. She named him Haydar, whereas his father named him Ali. And the titles, who did he gain the titles from? Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu gained the titles from the court of the Prophet alayhi salam. The Prophet alayhi salam would refer to him as Asadullah, the Lion of Allah Azza wa Jal. He had other titles as well, Murtada, meaning the chosen one, Karrar, the one who would strike back repeatedly, and Mola Mushkil Kusha, the one who alleviates difficulties. He's also known with that famous title as well. And the kunya, what was the kunya of the fourth Khalifa of Islam? He had two kunyas, Abul Hasan and Abu Turab. Now, he was only 10 years old when he entered the fold of Islam. Subhanallah, such a young age, the first child to accept Islam. It's mentioned that when he was born, his mother, Sayyidatuna Fatima bint Asad radiallahu anha, she states that when my son Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anha was born, the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam named him Ali. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam placed his blessed saliva into the mouth of Sayyiduna Ali and then his tongue. And Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu suckled on the blessed tongue and then went to sleep in this state. The next day, a midwife was called to feed milk to Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu, to provide milk. But he did not take the milk. Allahu Akbar. When this news reached the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived, and again, just like the previous time, he placed his tongue into the mouth of Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu, and Sayyiduna Ali slept in this state. And this continued, the mother of Sayyiduna Ali says, this continued until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed. So right from the beginning, notice dear viewers, right from the beginning, Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu is gaining blessings from the court of the Prophet alayhi salam. That blessed saliva, that when Rasulullah alayhi salam would place it on a wound, when a sahabi was injured or when someone was ill, and the Prophet alayhi salam would place his blessed saliva onto that wound, it would grant instant cure to that person. That person would recover straight away. Subhanallah, Sayyiduna Ali from day one, right from the beginning, is on the receiving end, meaning he is receiving that blessed saliva, subhanallah. The amazing thing, dear viewers, is that in his childhood, he was closely observing the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one way you can say that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought up Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu under his merciful and watchful gaze. He taught him a lot of things. So Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu has a distinguished rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is amongst the Muhajireen companions, those who migrated from Makkah to Medina. And even amongst the Muhajireen, he's from the Muhajireen Awwaleen, the first to accept Islam from the Muhajireen. And we know that he is also from the Ashara Mubashara, those 10 blessed individuals, blessed companions who were repeatedly given the glad tidings of paradise. So in one hadith in particular, the Prophet ﷺ listed the 10 companions, and he also mentioned Sayyiduna Ali. He said, Aliyun fil Jannah. Ali is in paradise. Now that does not mean that the rest of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum are not paradise dwellers. No. Every Sahabi is a Jannati, is a paradise dweller. But some were repeatedly given glad tidings, and Sayyiduna Ali was amongst them. And they are referred to as Ashara Mubashara. He possessed many remarkable virtues and qualities, and he was known for his bravery. Subhanallah, he was known for his bravery, his courage, and he participated in many battles wholeheartedly, in the battle of Badr, Uhud, Khandaq, and many disbelievers, many of the kuffar, were sent to hell by Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And his sword that he used, and it's famously known that his sword was called Zulfiqar. Now, after the martyrdom of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan, radiallahu ta'ala, the third Khalifa of Islam, the Ansar and Muhajirin companions, they pledged allegiance to Sayyidina wa Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala. They made him the Khalifa. And he was the fourth Khalifa of Islam. How long did his reign last? What was the duration? 4 years, 8 months, and 9 days. And it's mentioned that on the 17th or the 19th of Ramadan al-Mubarak, he radiallahu anhu was seriously injured, wounded by a wicked and evil Khariji who, it was an assassination attempt, and it proved fatal because a few days later, on the 21st of Ramadan al-Mubarak, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he passed away as a martyr. Allahu Akbar. Now, before I mention an incident of the childhood of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, let me describe his appearance. Subhanallah, it's mentioned that Sayyidina Ali was neither too tall or too short. He was of moderate stature, medium height. He had large eyes, and his blessed face was beautiful, so handsome, subhanallah, and lustrous as the full moon. Now, the chest was broad, the area between the shoulders was quite big. His palms and the bones of the shoulders were heavy. He had a slender neck, and his blessed hair, he had hair more towards the rear side of the head, towards the back of the head, and not so much from the front. His blessed beard was dense and naturally dark. He wouldn't apply any dye. And his hands and his shoulders were immensely strong. And that can be testified to when we read the accounts of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu in battle and the power that he possessed, subhanallah. And the childhood of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, subhanallah, was matchless. And this is the case with people who are destined for greatness. Right from the beginning, things are put in place for them to achieve greatness, and things are facilitated and made easy for them. This is the divine will. We see that on a lot of occasions. And this was the case with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and that right from the beginning, he had fadila, he had excellence, he had greatness and nobility, subhanallah. Now, when we look at the noble Quran, again, the Quran mentions the fadila, the excellence of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And you might think, I've read the Quran, I never saw any mention of Sayyidina Ali. So where is the fadila of Sayyidina Ali mentioned in the Quran? Dear viewers, when we read the verse of the Quran, we must know that every verse has a context behind it. And there's a sababun nuzul, there's a context behind the revelation of that verse, why it was revealed, who it was revealed regarding, etc. This is why it's important to affiliate yourselves with ulama, true ulama of Islam, so that you can learn about these things as well. In Surah Tahreem, part 28, verse 4, Allah Jalla wa'ala says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ مَوْلَاهُ وَجِبْرِيلُ وَصَالِحُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ ظَهِيرٌ. Translation from Kanzul Iman: Allah is his helper, and Jibreel, and the righteous believers, and also the angels are appointed as his helpers. Now, here in this verse of the Quran, the righteous believers, who does righteous believers refer to? They've been described as helpers of the Muslims. Allama Sayyid Mahmood Alusi Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi, he has a famous tafsir, Tafsir Ruhul Ma'ani. And in that, he writes that Sayyida Asma bint Umays radiyallahu anha, she heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, the words in this verse, righteous believers, salihul mu'mineen, this refers to Sayyidina Ali, karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, subhanallah. Sayyidina Ali is the helper of the believers. This is why we refer to him as Mawla Mushkil Kusha, the one who alleviates difficulties, the one who helps. And another quote that has been mentioned is Sayyidina Abu Ja'far, radiyallahu anhu, narrates, when this blessed verse was revealed, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the hand of Sayyidina Ali, radiyallahu anhu, subhanallah, in his own hand, and he said, this individual, meaning Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, is a righteous believer. So when this verse was revealed, stating that the righteous believers are the helpers of Muslims, The Prophet ﷺ told us who the righteous believer is. Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu is our helper, alhamdulillah. Let us hear another excellence of Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu. Again, this is mentioned in the Quran. Sadr al-Afadil, Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi, rahmatullahi alayhi, a commentator of the Quran, Khalifa of Allah Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat. He writes that wealthy people, when they would come to the court of the Prophet alayhi salam and they would ask questions, they would gain answers to their questions, they prolonged this to such an extent that the poor people, those who were well off, could not ask any questions. So what happened as a result? A verse of the Quran was revealed that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نَاجَيْتُمُ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ نَجْوَاكُمْ صَدَقَةً. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse of the Quran. The translation is, O people who believe, when you wish to humbly consult with the noble messenger, give some charity before your consultation. Give some charity before your consultation. So this verse was revealed. And Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anh gave charity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asked a question. Listen to the question. It was multiple questions, and I'll read it out to you. He asked the Prophet alayhi salam, what is loyalty? The Prophet alayhi salam replied, the oneness of Allah and testifying to it. He radiallahu anh asked, what is fasad, turmoil? The Prophet alayhi salam replied, disbelief and polytheism. He radiallahu anh asked, what is the truth? The Prophet alayhi salam replied, Islam, the glorious Quran, and sainthood when you attain them. He radiallahu anh asked, what is necessary upon me? The Prophet alayhi salam replied, obedience to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he radiallahu anh asked, how do I beg from Allah azza wa jal? When doing dua, when pleading, how do I do this? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, with absolute truth and conviction. This is how you ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another question he asked, what do I beg for? What do I ask for? The Prophet alayhi wa sallam replied, the hereafter, subhanallah. He radiallahu anh asked, what should I do for my salvation? The Prophet alayhi wa sallam replied, eat halal, meaning that which is permissible, and speak the truth. He radiallahu ta'ala and asked, what is pleasure? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Jannah, paradise. He asked, what is comfort and tranquility? The Prophet alayhi wa sallam replied, seeing the blessed vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu, he completed his questions, and when he did so, subhanallah, this verse became mansukh. It was abrogated. The ruling of this verse that you have to give sadaqah before you ask, no longer applied. What do we learn? That nobody except for Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala had the honor of acting upon the verse of the Quran. Subhanallah, from the whole of creation, only Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala from all the companions as well, was honored to act upon this verse of the Quran. Then it became mansukh, abrogated, and the hukum, the ruling, no longer applied. Look at this fadila, this excellence. That this Sahabi, Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu, is the only person to act upon that verse of the Quran. Now moving on, let's listen to some excellences of Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu in light of a hadith. This first hadith that I'll mention is from Sahih Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu, Anta minni bimanzilati Haruna min Musa illa annahu la nabiyya ba'di. O Ali, you are to me like the status of Harun to Musa. And we know that Sayyiduna Harun and Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam are true great prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they had a very close companionship, close friendship and connection. Prophet alayhi salam said, O Ali, you are to me like the status of Harun to Musa, illa, except that there is no prophet after me. Meaning you're not a prophet, O Ali, but you have a very strong connection with me, subhanallah. Another hadith, and this is in Kanzul Ummal. The Prophet alayhi salam said, Aliyyum minni bimanzilati ra'si min badani. Allahu Akbar. Sayyiduna Ali, meaning Ali radiallahu anhu, to me is like my head to my body. Meaning your head is ever connected to your body. It has a vital role to play, and there's a firm connection. There's no distance. And this is what the Prophet ﷺ said regarding Sayyiduna Ali. He is to me like my head to my body. Allahu Akbar. And in another narration, the Prophet ﷺ said, this is in Jami' Tirmidhi, Ana darul hikmati wa aliyun babuha. I am the house of wisdom, and Ali is its door. SubhanAllah. So like this, there are countless ahadith, countless narrations regarding the virtue, the fadila, the excellence of Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and which if we begin to mention all of them, then time will probably finish, and this episode will certainly finish. Now Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu, you've heard his excellence mentioned in the Quran, hadith. What did the Sahaba think about him? Now the second Khalifa of Islam, Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu, he had his own maqam. He is the second greatest human being after the Prophets alayhi musallatu wassalam. But he had rashk, he had positive envy for Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu. Remember, rashk is a term that's used to describe a situation where you see a blessing of someone, you don't want him to lose it, but you also want to gain it for yourself. This is jais in Islam, as opposed to jealousy, hasad, where you want the other person to lose it. Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu, subhanAllah, once humbly said that Sayyiduna Ali has three distinctions that even if one of them were awarded to me, were given to me, that would be more beloved to me than red camels. Now, red camels in that time were of high value, great significance. So this was given as an example. The companions asked, what three distinctions? Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu said, number one, the Prophet ﷺ married his daughter Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu anha to him. Number two, his house was adjacent to the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam inside Masjid al-Nabawi, and what was permissible for him inside the masjid, this was specific to him. And this is an indication to a lot of occasions where Sayyiduna Ali was exempt from rulings. One occasion, he was in a state of janaba, ritual impurity, he needed to do ghusl, but he still remained in the masjid, and this was jais for him. And lastly, Sayyiduna Umar said, the flag of Islam was given to him in the battle of Khaybar. Allahu Akbar. The Sahaba, great Sahaba like Sayyiduna Umar, are singing the praises of Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Now just to conclude, last few attributes of Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu, we know he was a very pious individual, an ascetic, somebody who turned away from the world, and he did everything for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One outstanding feature was that he was a great lover of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Somebody once asked him, how much do you love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam? And Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and he replied, I swear by Allah Azza wa Jal. I swear by Allah Azza wa Jal. The beloved Prophet alayhi salam is dearer to us than our wealth, offspring, parents, and even cold water at the time of intense thirst. This is mentioned in Ash-Shifa of Qadi Iyad Maliki rahmatullahi alayhi. Now today we claim to love Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala. We are devotees. How many of us follow him in words, in actions? He did everything for Allah. He strives throughout his life to earn halal. He strives throughout his life to please people, please the hearts of people. He avoided jealousy. He avoided bad assumptions about people. He was pure in terms of his heart, his actions. How many of us follow Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu in this regard? So true love for the companion, this requires that we follow him as well. He loved the Prophet ﷺ more than everything. And because of that, he sacrificed everything for Islam as well. Today, we need to try and revive this love that the Sahaba had for the Prophet ﷺ in their hearts. May Allah give us tawfiq to follow them in words and actions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the blessings of Sayyiduna Mawla Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Virtues of the Prophet's household. Virtues of the Prophet's household.